Let us go to the Word of God today. Our thought for the day will be found in Jeremiah, the 11th chapter, verses 20 and 21. But, O Lord of hosts, that judgest righteously, that triest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I revealed my cause. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of the men of Anatote, that seek thy life, saying, prophesy not in the name of the Lord, that thou die not by our hand. So we find here that Jeremiah the prophet had taken his cause to the Lord. What a beautiful thing to have confidence in God and to know that he of a surety does try the hearts of people, both the wicked and the righteous. And if we know that, then we do not have to take on a root of bitterness over things that we see people do that's wrong and wicked, because we don't help them, we do not change them, we only hinder and hurt ourselves. But if we have a good opinion of God, that he's the head over all things, that he's omniscient, that he knows all things, that he's omnipotent, that he has power over all things, that he's omnipresent, he's everywhere, his presence is everywhere, and that he doth all things well, then we will be like Jeremiah. We will come to the Lord, beloved, when our enemies assail us, and when persecution is raging, and when the fires of tribulation are burning round about us, we will take our cause to the Lord. And then we will say to the Lord, Lord, look what they are saying. What are they and what they are doing to me? Lord, speak to me. Show me what you'd have me to learn. And so this did Jeremiah, because the people had threatened him and said, don't you prophesy anymore in the name of the Lord, because if you do, we're going to kill you. So now, Jeremiah, let's see what he did. He did not run away from the ministry that God had called him to. He did not backslide. He did not get a mean attitude and spirit against God. He did not say, well, God, look, I've been preaching. I've been faithful. I've been true. And you haven't exalted me. On the contrary, you're letting these men speak evil against me. They're even threatening to take my life. No, he didn't say any of these things. He merely went and presented his cause before the Lord. God, what are you going to do about it? And so, beloved, God did do something about it. Jeremiah lived on long after his persecutors had been dealt with by God. And again, we find Jeremiah crying out in the 17th chapter concerning God's trying the hearts of people. In Jeremiah 17, 9 and 10, and 11. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Beloved, we do not know our own hearts. We do not know anyone else's heart. But beloved, God has not asked you to examine anyone else's heart. He has asked you to examine your own heart. And he said, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, that is the emotions, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge setteth on the eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of his days, and at his end shall be a fool. How much better to serve God and get the eternal riches of God? How much better to surrender to God in the midst of our tests and trials that God places us in, beloved, and gain the eternal divine riches of his word, to gain the divine gold and silver of the word of God, that which will never perish, that which will never pass away. God said, though heaven and earth pass away, he said, my word shall never pass away. And when we lay hold of the word of God, beloved, it's the greatest thing in all the world. God said he magnified his word even above his name. And so when we lay hold of the word, we won't be like a partridge that is setting upon eggs, and then someone comes along and frightens it, and he jumps off and runs off and leaves the eggs to the thief, to the robber, to the wild beast, and so on. And so, beloved, we're just like a little wild bird when we try to amass riches of this world apart from God. When God begins to send trials and tribulations and begins to blow upon us with the breath of His wrath, then we're soon scared away and separated from the riches of this world. But when we lay hold of the Word of God in the midst of the tests and trials that God sends our way, we're laying hold of that which is eternal, that which no man can take away from us. And you know, Paul said in Romans there, he said, who can separate us from the love that's in Christ Jesus? Tribulations, trials, heights, depths, angels, things present, things to come. He said, nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And so, beloved, God does try our hearts. He does try our emotions to see if they're real. When we say, yes, Lord, I love you. I take you as my personal Savior. I want to follow you. I want to go on. God will try the emotions, beloved, of our words. And He'll put us in trials and tribulations, and He will test us. He Himself will test us, that in order to show us, beloved, the reality that's in our heart, if it be there. And likewise, beloved, the error and fallacy of our deceitful words, if the truth is not there. And so it's not that God does not already know. He knows, but He tries us that He might teach us, that He might manifest to us the condition of our heart. If our emotions are real, when we say, God, I love you, I want to serve you, I want to give my life to you, well then, beloved, that will be manifested all the more when we go through tests and trials. But recently I was speaking to a young lady concerning her inconsistency in serving the Lord. And I said, why do you do this? Are you always backing up from the Lord? And so her excuse was, well, the first time that I backslid, I saw so many wrongs and evils with other people that I just gave up and quit. And I said, excuse me, honey, but that's a cop-out. I said, if you really love Jesus Christ, what other people have, they have nothing to do with a real emotion, a real love that's in your heart and in your will for Jesus Christ. When that is there, I said, you will never leave Him, because that emotion, that rain is strong in your heart and will constrain you and pull you after Jesus Christ in the most adverse circumstances, in the midst of the greatest obstacles. I told her, I likewise have passed through similar circumstances, not because I'm any great one, but beloved, I do have a real love in my heart for Jesus Christ that was born there the day I knelt beside my bed and gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and was transported and translated out of the darkness of Satan's kingdom and into the kingdom of the light of Jesus Christ. I've never wanted to leave Him. That love constrained me and has constrained me and will constrain me to follow Him. So, beloved, let Him examine the emotions of your heart today, the reins of your heart, that you might know. He already knows, but He wants you to know. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave Himself for us. And we thank You for this great divine love that You've generated in our hearts through Jesus Christ. Bless, we pray, in Radio Land today. Cause hearts to turn to You. Cause hearts to be constrained by Thy divine love, and draw them in the midst of all of their circumstances and trials and tribulations. Draw souls unto Thee this day, because we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.